smells like human. Delicious, delicious scent of human. I hadn't had one in my dungeon for, well, it must have been years now. Tell me, human, do you really think you're going to escape out of this cave? Oh, don't worry. Don't worry at all. I want you to know that I can currently smell you. And within a minute, I'll have you in my hands. Oh, that extra spice of fear running through your scent. Oh, it truly, truly never gets old. You humans are always such a gift to my senses, my palate. Now, if I had to take a guess, I'd say you're right here. No, darling. You're not going anywhere. You're staying right here with me. It's you. I was hoping it would be you. The new adventurer in town, is it not? He had to take on the contract of the big, old, mean dragon. Oh, and look where that got you. Oh, what do you mean, darling? How do I know who you are? Oh, I have an eye on everything that goes on inside of my country, we'll call it. My territory. These lovely little towns filled with so many delicious humans constantly paying me tribute. Oh, what? Did you think that no one had really taken out a contract on the big, scary dragon? No. You see, they simply tell you to come here and fall into my clutches, where you become my prey. But the fact that it's you has me a little bit more intrigued. And so I'd be lying if I didn't admit to you that you've caught my eye, my attention, and a little bit of my ire. Oh, the way you suck in a breath and the way your eyes widen. Those sharp inhales as the fear runs through your spine. And yet, I want to give you an offer. A choice, if you will. Both of them, I assure you, are purely beneficial to me and me alone. But, well, I do love seeing the fear and possibly, hopefully, excitement when I give you your choice. The first one is obvious. You become my next meal. My next delicious warning to the next idiot who tries to come in here and bother me. Or, and I will admit this is a personal pet favorite of mine, you become my pet. Another selection in my hoard. Another favorite piece among my modicum of treasures. But here's the real fun part. You need to choose now. Tick, tock, tick, tock, little one. Oh, you will? Excellent. Then I need to make it perfectly clear that you understand your place. So, the very first thing I will have you do is strip. So do it. Don't give me that look. I will not ask again. Strip. Pat. There's a good doll. Oh. And quite beautiful, if I have to say so myself. Stand up straight. Arms at your side. Eyes forward. I want to get a good look at my new collection. I'm sorry, darling. I couldn't help myself. That neck of yours just looks so delicious. Oh. What's the matter? Scared? There's no need to be scared. You'll be protected from now on. You'll be safe from now on. You don't need to worry. You don't need to pretend to have some modicum of self-interest. You don't even need to think. I'll take care of all that for you. Though I will admit there is a carnal urge and desire that I have now that... I just can't quite get rid of. But before I can even step into doing that, I must admit, I do think there's something small lacking with you so naked here today. I know. Be still, Pat. Here, a collar wrapped around your throat to signify to everyone who might even deign to see that you have an owner. And it's me. And of course, to make sure you don't go anywhere, a leash. Oh, darling. Oh, I can see how you like this. Oh, no, you do. I can very much tell that you're enjoying yourself here. Especially if I were to touch right here. Yeah. No, I can tell you're very, very horny. That's okay. I like it that way. Because in truth, I'm a little bit horny myself. And, well, now that you're properly collared and leashed like a pet, I think it's time to perform your duties. The very first thing I want you to do is kneel. And you're going to eat my pussy until I come, you little whore. Get to work. Oh, fuck. feels good. I didn't say you could stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's better. Oh, that's a good pat. Oh. Oh. Oh, right there. Right there, right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, keep working it, Pat. Keep going. Oh, no. I didn't say you could breathe. I said you need to eat my pussy. So keep working. Oh, shit. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. Right there. Right there. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh. 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 Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so glad you picked this option. Oh. Fuck, fuck. Okay. Enough. Oh, man. Well, I didn't know I had somebody so adept at using that tongue so effectively. Though I'm glad if I had to have anyone as a pet, it would be you. Oh. I did tell you that I've been watching you. Ever since you entered that little village. There was something about you that caught my eye. The way you walked. The way you held yourself. The way you would speak to others so intent on listening. I can't help but admit, part of me would like that too. Instead of you listening, I want you to scream. Oh? You don't know what I mean? Surely a pretty young thing like you's been fucked once or twice. Yeah. Oh, but how? Little bit of draconic magic, my dear. It can go a long way in creating some extrasensory tools. Like this. Surely you know what to do with one of these, don't you? That's a good pet. Now, before you even think about getting up and allowing me doing you the wonders and absolute privilege of being fucked by me, you're first going to get it nice and lubed up with your mouth. Get to work, darling. I want it nice and wet. I want to hear you choke on my cock until you can't breathe. I want to know that you choose my pleasure over breathing. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh. Oh, shit. Oh, that's a good pet. More. I want you digging deeper. I want to hear you gag more. Oh, God. Those noises. Oh, they're perfect. All right, that's enough. Mouth off. Now stand up. Good pet. Turn around and bend over. That's a good little doll. Now take a breath, darling. Because you're in for a wild ride. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, bounce yourself back on my cock, darling. Oh, there you go. Fuck yourself on me. Oh, I know you like it. And those cries of pleasure and moans of delight. Oh, they're delicious. Fuck. That's it. Fuck. A little bit more. Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, no, darling. I didn't say you could moan. Oh, what's the matter? You like it with me choking you on your leash while I fuck you? Like a pathetic little dog. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, I can tell this turns you on so much. You're loving it. Your eyes rolling back in bliss while I take you. It's blissful, it's powerful, and it's so delightful. Oh, just a little bit longer. I think I'm getting close. I'm close. Oh, you're gonna take all my cum, darling. And tell you what, I might even spritz a load right on your mouth. Ah, fuck. Oh. Turn around on your knees and open that pretty little mouth of yours. Oh, fuck. Oh, take it all. All of it. You're gonna swallow the gift that I give you. Good pet. Oh, that was wonderful. But now, I need to plant the end of your leash right here. Into the ground, attached to my little throne. You're not going anywhere. You're going to be staying here with me, naked, colored, and leashed to my throne. You'll be a good little slave, and a wonderful pet. You'll be mine for as long as I want you. And I want you for a very, very long time. Pet.